In 2018, before the gallery, art shows, and projects, we had a chance to travel and sit with artists and talk about their journey, practice, and more. Here we speak with Gabby Nobody, a visual artist and performing artist based out of the DMV area. On the day of her wedding, Gabby sat down while getting ready and spoke to us about her journey as an artist, why she creates, and what she has overcome. Thank you for checking out Smoozing with Artists, Legacy Footage.
First, just give me your name and all that kind of stuff. Like Instagram, full name, all that.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
All right. Hey, I'm Gabby Nobody. You guys can follow me Gabby.nobody, literally on everything, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, everything. You can Google me, Gabby.nobody, as well. You'll see my artwork there, too.
What's the earliest memory you have of doing art?
Literally, I know I used to draw a lot when I was little. Ay, qué pasa? I used to draw. ¿Cuántos años tenía cuando yo estaba dibujando ya? Yeah.
Chiquita, pequeña, no sé ya.
Like, I'll say this, my dad used to start posting up everything that I was drawing when I was about 3 to 4 years old. And I just remember him telling people that I was a great artist. They were stick figures, but apparently they were really advanced stick figures. I don't know, but you know, I think a lot of people were really happy about how I used to draw, including my calligraphy as well. Yeah. That's the earliest memory that I can think of. But the earliest memory that I remember where I actually embraced it, like embraced it and really valued the power of art and what it can do and what it can bring out out of people. Mm-hmm. The earliest memory I remember, like, I really embraced the power of art and everything that it is, was ultimately, honestly, about 4 years ago, which is bad, but I think 4 years ago, I realized who I wanted to be and what I wanted to do, and the best way for me to do that was through my art, because art is something that no one can take away from me and no one can copy at all. Art's awesome. It literally saves lives. I know you hear that a lot, but art is everything. Yeah, mommy.
Can I get those rubber bands back, guys?
So what does art mean to you? With that, what message do you want to send with your art? And what issue in society are you most passionate about?
Art to me is literally everything. Absolutely everything. It helps me heal. It helps me express myself. It helps me connect with people as well. And art is literally like the way that I live, whether the way that I dress, the way that I talk, the way that I decide to do my hair for the month and things along those lines. The message that I want to convey more than anything else is be your fucking self all the time. And the things that I'm most passionate about.
Making issues in society.
For me, it really is being a voice for people that have been sexually abused, male and female. Because for a really long time, you know, I felt that I kept asking myself, like, why did I deal with it, you know? And I think the most painful thing to find out is literally that I'm no one special and that this happens so often. And that's why I, you know, I write, I draw, I paint, I perform, and typically it always focuses on that, not just the sad parts about it, but growing from it and becoming kind of leading by example for other people that are still trying to find their voice there. There was a lot of times in my life where I didn't know what to do or how to express myself, and I felt really stuck. And I think what got me started overall, one of my ex-girlfriends asked me why I don't draw. And I told her that I get really obsessive when I do. And she said, what's wrong with that? And I think just that question alone absolutely changed my life. So now where I stand with art, it's the way that I express myself. And I feel like, you know, life just overall is overwhelming. And, you know, I've heard a lot of really messed up stories, especially with people that have been sexually abused. So that's what my art focuses on more than anything else. It's just being a voice for the people that haven't found their voice yet. Leading by example as well, because that's something that I dealt with, and that's what I kept drowning in. So moving on from that, I just want to express myself through visual arts and performing arts as well. And it just gives me a chance to run into people, and they tell me similar stories, but of course, so different. And I know that I would have never been able to hear that story if I didn't present my artwork at that time.
Do you have a memorable story of how art has impacted a movement?
The movement that I witness happening is people being a lot more open with traumatizing sexual experiences that they had. The first time I ever performed was a piece that I worked on for 5 years. And it starts from, you know, me coming to America, getting raped, getting kicked out, finding my way back and trying to build a relationship with my mother and me not understanding why she would choose, you know, her husband over me. And, you know, it's a very powerful piece, but that piece, I have ran across people and that piece inspired people to speak to each other about it. And I think the most traumatizing or most impactful experience that somebody shared with me was that he brought his daughter, heard that piece. His daughter was 22, and then she finally, you know, came out and told him her experience, and he shared his experience with her about him being molested as well. And I just think that in itself, you know, just having that freedom, just finding that freedom to express yourself to somebody that you don't know how to tell that to is such a big movement, and it's such a big step. And like, I'm just really happy for them, because I just feel like them opening that to each other, they can actually have like a real relationship, because things like that really do traumatize people. Okay.
Can you remember a moment when you realized there were issues and injustice in the world?
I think people have those moments a lot. You know, I think injustice has happened so often. But where I came in and where I stopped. The specific moment that really made me stop to think about, okay, what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to present myself? How do I want to help people? How do I want to live? Was when you know, the sad thing is that there's so many stories that I can share right now about people telling me that they've been raped and they've been molested. And about 80% of the time, their parent tells them to not say anything at all. And I think for me, it was one of my friends that I went to high school with. And I ran into her probably 2 years after we graduated. And I was already doing my art then. And I was really open about me being raped by that time. And once I told her, it killed me to find out that we dealt with exactly the same thing, being raped, being kicked out, and being blamed for it at the same exact time in the same exact school. And that's when I realized, you know, it's not fair. People need to talk about it, because you will find out that shit happens way too often.
What does activism look like to you? And how is social justice to be achieved?
Did that open, Brittany?
No.
Okay. Sorry. What does social justice mean to me? What does activism
look like to you? And how is social justice to be achieved?
Activism to me looks like someone being bold and being raw and being direct. And that's it. You know, speaking up in situations where people feel uncomfortable, making feel people uncomfortable, actually. Because I think people are comfortable with the injustices that are going on. I think people are comfortable with what they keep hearing. And what I want to do and what I want people to do is make those motherfuckers feel uncomfortable. What does social justice look like to me?
No.
To me, it looks, it's simple. Okay, I think that people sometimes make it complicated, or I've made it complicated sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's very simple. Just lead by example, focus on the people around you, and do exactly what it is that you want to do. Make people think about those things that they don't want to think about. Ask those people questions that they don't want to answer or they don't even want to consider, because it makes them feel really weird and eerie and dark and all those things. But it's okay to talk about negative energy or focus yourself around negative energy, because life is balanced with both positive and energy and positive and negative energy. But to me, it looks like the people around you know exactly what the fuck you're standing for. And those people stand for something similar or exactly the same thing. And then that just keeps rippling across. And I feel like that's the best way to be able to cause, to make a change or make a difference, by literally just being about it all the time, whether it's negative or positive.
How do social issues influence your expression?
The social issues that we're facing overall amplify what I'm trying to express. And it's sad, but that's life. And I think that it's funny, you know, I feel like I'm saying it's sad, but I'm smiling because I think that life overall is this crazy little riddle that once you figure out that life is balanced with negative and positive, it just helps you keep going. But the social issues that we're facing every single day, you know, you hear about crazy things that are going on every single day. For me, it's just a confirmation that I need to keep going. And I need to keep going so people can finally connect the dots, for one thing. So I'm not saying I'm really excited that the social issues are going on. It's not like that, but it's more like it reconfirms to me that I'm in the right path and that I can just keep piling up the list of examples so people don't forget. And overall, that's it, dude. Like, it really amplifies everything that I'm trying to express every single day. It's a banana, though. Banana.